the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to our voice from Iran. In this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, during his ghaibah or occultation.
It's yet another day, feeling all alone. Without your presence, I just can't go. My eyes are searching for you everywhere. After the end of the Friday prayer, O son of Hassan, my beloved Imam of the talking Quran, accept my salam.
Today, Monday, 16th of the month of Sha'ban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of February 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to verse 105 of chapter Anbiya.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون
And we have already written in the book of Psalms after the previous mention that the land of paradise is inherited by my righteous servants.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It seems that the objective is the book specialized to David, peace be upon him, which contains the whole supplications, prayers, and advices of that prophet. This book was sent down after the Torah. And the purpose of the holy word reminder mentioned in the verse is also the very Torah. In an explanation to the verse, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, remarks that it refers to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the last days.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech. To deliver your message to the people I reach. 1,200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait, we've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr. And Isa, they ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
So it's nice to look at the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi during his occultation. Any human needs blood to continue his life, and the existence of blood is necessary in every single moment of life. This need is not in any way independent of Allah. He is Allah who has created this need for human, and He, Allah, is the one who has fulfilled it. Similarly, the function of Imam over the rest of creatures is not independent of Allah. He was Allah who created this need for the universe, and He was Allah who has fulfilled it. Our Creator, God, wished the inhabitants of the earth not to be able to live without the existence of His representative on the earth, the same way that Allah wished our body not to be able to survive without blood. Notice that in the example, both Imam and blood are no more than the creation of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the benefits of the hidden Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So let's have a look at the narrations on benefiting from the presence of Imam Mahdi, Imam of that time, during his occultation. This question is not a new and has not only arisen in our era. It has been discussed in Islamic narrations even before the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and previous Imams spoke of the Mahdi and his prolonged occultation, facing such questions and responding to them. For example, A narration from the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he says, the Prophet of Islam, in response to the question of whether the Shia can benefit from the presence of the Qa'im during the occultation, said, yes, by the Lord who appointed me as a prophet, they will benefit from him during his occultation and will utilize the light of his guardianship just as they benefit from the sun when it is behind clouds. This is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Again, another narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, from the day Allah created Adam until the day of resurrection, the earth has never been and will never be devoid of a divine proof, either apparent and well-known or hidden and unknown. For if there were no divine proof, Allah would not be worshipped. A companion asked, how can people benefit from a hidden and unknown imam? The imam replied, just as they benefit from the sun when it is behind clouds.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's a special. This is our role as we wait for the Imam's reappearance. One of our roles is calling upon the Imam as an intercessor. For us to truly reach Allah and fulfill our responsibility to Him, we need to identify those whom Allah has given the power of intercession, as He commands us. Allah says, believers, have fear of Allah, find the means to reach Him, and strive hard for His cause so that you may have everlasting happiness. Without a doubt, among the best means of reaching Allah is utilizing the best of His creation, whom He has sent with divine authority, or wilaya. For us, that requires us to seek Allah by the intercession of the Imam of our time. May Allah hasten His reappearance.
Ya Abba Saleh, 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 Ya Abba Saleh. حسن روحی فداک متا ترانا و نراک کلیس محبوبی سواک کلیس محبوب نل حسن روحی فداک.
Now that we speak about our duty, our role towards Imam during his ghibah or occultation, it's nice to know, why did Imam al-Mahdi disappear? That's a question. There are many reasons behind it. The most important reason of it will be disclosed when Imam al-Mahdi will appear. However, I mention a few reasons that I know. A very easy answer would be, this is Allah's will. His will is based on His infinite wisdom. The appearance of Imam al-Mahdi solely depends on the decision of Allah. He knows best how to act. The question might be as naive as asking why some people are black and some are white, why some are beautiful, why others are not. This is Allah's decree. Another reason, a better answer, which also answers why some are beautiful and others are not, would be, it is a test. Allah could send all people to paradise directly, but He did not, because He wanted to test us. The test of Allah is actually a test that proves the facts for ourselves as witness. Otherwise, Allah has the foreknowledge of everything.
the message of the Imam alayhi salam is a message of principle. It's a message of moral principles, moral values, ethical standards. The Imam represents the path of all prophets. And all prophets of God, their priority was moral standards, akhlaq. That's how we prepare for the reappearance of the Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja. Let me examine my akhlaq today. Does my akhlaq satisfy my Creator? Does my akhlaq bring me closer to the Imam of my time? Akhlaq means humbleness. Akhlaq means I don't allow for selfishness to envelop and captivate my heart. Akhlaq means I control my anger. Akhlaq means I am generous. I am kind to my parents, to my family, to my neighbors, to those around me. Akhlaq means that I am charitable. Akhlaq means wherever I go, I spread a positive attitude. Akhlaq means I'm not jealous of others. In fact, I want goodness for them and I pray for them. This is the system of akhlaq, my dear brothers and sisters. Akhlaq means I control my habits. Many youth struggle with lifestyles that are negative or negative habits. If I want to bring myself closer to the Imam of my time, I start changing these habits. And it's possible. Even if a habit is deep-rooted in you, and it's so difficult for you to get rid of this habit, it's possible. And the key is to practice a good habit for 40 days, or to abandon a bad habit for 40 days, it becomes second nature. There's science behind this. We have beautiful narrations and hadiths behind this.
That was all for this episode of today's special under the topic of benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, the last savior during his ghibah. Thank you very much for listening to us. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the birthday anniversary of the last savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Wassalam. Allahumma ajjil baliyka اللهم عجل بليك الفرج اللهم عجل بليك الفرج اللهم عجل بليك
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us listen to a thought-provoking saying from the Holy Prophet's seventh infallible successor, Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him. For the steadfast, a misfortune is only one, while it is twofold for the impatient.
take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program of Hadith of the Day, we are going to inshallah talk about another beautiful Hadith from the Holy Prophet Salawatullahi alayhi wa alihi, regarding the importance of sabr, patience, and shukr, gratitude, thankfulness. Dear brothers and sisters, in a hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet, he says that Al-Imanu Nisfani, faith is two halves. Nisfun fi sabr, one half is in patience. Wa nisfun fi shukr, and the other in thankfulness. In this hadith, as you say, the Prophet says that iman is of two parts, of two halves. One of these halves is sabr. Why is sabr important? Why is patience important? Because sometimes, as we know that in our life, sometimes, for example, the problems or difficulties, hardships that may come to us, and we may suffer, for example, from sort of diseases or sicknesses or poverty or other kind of hardships. Here, the Prophet says that you must be sabr, you must be patient, because sabr indicates that you are mu'min, because you know that you are being tested, you're being examined by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you stay patient, if you stay sober, then it shows your high level of iman and faith. Then you will be rewarded. In the Holy Quran, we read in the Surah Al-Asr, Al-Asr innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu assalihati wa tawasaw bilhaqqi wa tawasaw bilsabr. Says that al-insan, the human being, will lose, except for those people who tawasaw bis-sabr. At the end of this surah says that those people who are sabr, who are patient, they will not lose. They are not the losers. Yeah? وَنِصْفٌ فِي الشُّكْرِ. And the other thing that we must be always careful about it, and we must be always observing in our life, is shukr. to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shukr is the other half of iman. What does it mean? It means that the one who is not sabir, who is not patient, and the one who is not thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this man or this woman cannot be considered among the faithful, among the faithfuls and among the believers. Why? Because you have to tolerate sometimes the difficulties, because it might be a kind of divine examination. And of course, you must be always grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings you are provided with. And these are the points that are mentioned in this beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ruhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters all over the world listening to IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I welcome you, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, among our brothers here, dear Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir, how is it going?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. So, everyone is fine. Hope you are doing well. Dear listeners, let's get started. Inshallah, today we'll talk about a very beautiful topic, and that will be interesting, okay? For all of you, it's on Ayah 26 of Surah
Al-A'raf
and page
153.
Brothers and sisters, hold your Quran, turn to page 153, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 26. Okay. Let's listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Listen up, I read it once, okay? Then one of our brothers here will recite it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ayah 26 of Surah Al-A'raf says, Ya Bani Adam, قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون. تَذَكَّرُونَ. This is a beautiful ayah. O children of Adam, Allah says, O children of Adam, we have certainly sent down to you garments to cover your nakedness and for adornment. Yet the garment or the cloth, okay, the libas of God weariness, okay, taqwa, that is the best. That is one of Allah's signs, so that they may take admonition. They may understand it. Okay. This ayah refers to a beautiful topic. We'll talk about it. Hussein, could you recite it once, please?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا
ما شاء الله nice
ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون
الله أكبر That was a beautiful recitation. God bless you, inshallah. MashaAllah. Wasn't it nice?
Yes.
All right. So, what does Allah Almighty say in this ayah? We will talk, inshallah, about it. Let's point some tajweed points, okay? Yep. Ya Bani... Huh?
Adam.
Read it, Ali Nasir, once.
Ya Bani Adam.
Can you read any other way? Any other way? Can you read it one more time?
Ya Bani Adam.
Hassan, yes. Did you listen to Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Once he prolonged the mud.
Yes.
And the second time he didn't.
Yes.
Why?
Because the mud is jais.
The mud that you have here is jais. Good. That's nice. Brothers and sisters, as Ali Nasir said, the mud on the word Ya Bani, that you see a mud on the letter Ya, that is jais to extend it. It means you are allowed to
skip it.
Skip it. Okay? How should we understand you can skip a mud? Hussein?
We should see that it is wajib or jais.
Alright, how to understand the mud is jais or wajib? Hassan, do you know that?
Yes.
Alright.
When the mud is wajib,
okay,
the letter Hamza is after the letter that the mud is after the mud.
Okay.
Exactly after the mud.
After the mud, we have the letter Hamza. Okay. Yes. Good. This is the case. Yeah. Okay.
When it is wajib.
So.
But if it is joined to another letter, the letter Hamza, it's jais.
Jais. All right. Let me make it clear. Thank you. He says like, Ali Nasir, can you say that?
Why?
Yeah.
See, when we have the Hamza,
all right,
the mud letter.
Okay.
In one word.
What is mud letter?
Like alif, ya, and waw.
So here we have the ya.
Ya.
Ya bani.
Bani.
We have ya and plus hamza.
Hamza.
So if hamza and ya, which is a mud letter,
yes,
if they are?
In same words.
In one word, in the same word. So what happens?
So we should stretch them.
We should stretch them. It becomes
wajib.
Ya bani Adam. But the thing is...
But if they are in different words...
Oh, are they in different words now?
Yeah.
Yes. Ya is in the word Bani. And Hamza is in the word...
Adam.
Two different words. So in this case, the mud is...
Jais.
Jais. Thank you so much, Hassan and Ali Nasir.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Allah
You have to have the rule with you, and whenever you see a mad, apply the rule. In case you found the hamza and the mad letter, which are one of these, alif, waw, ya, if you found them in the same word, in one word, make sure you pronounce the mad with an extension. Huh? Yes. In case you didn't, in case they were in different words, in two different words.
Yes, Joyce.
It's Joyce. Good job. Ya Bani Adama or Ya Bani Adama. You can extend it or ignore it. Superb. Qad. Qad. Who can say this one?
Qalqala.
Qalqala. What is Qalqala?
An echoing sound or bouncing sound.
Where?
In, we have five letters.
Okay, five letters.
Yeah. Qaf.
Qaf.
Ta.
Ta.
Ba.
Ba.
Jim.
Jim.
And Dal.
And Dal. What about them?
When these letters are sakin.
When these five letters, one of these five letters, they appear sakin in the word.
So we should have a, like, we should give them bouncing sound or.
Pronounce them with an echoing sound, yeah, or bouncing sound. Like what?
Like here. Bad. Here.
Qad. Hassan, how?
Qad.
Qad. Good job. Hussein, how?
Qad.
Qad. Super. Anzalna. Hussein, please, you tell us. Anzalna. I have a tajweed point here. I want you to explain it.
The pronunciation of noon, anzalna.
Anzalna. How should we pronounce it?
It's ikhfa here.
Ikhfa. What does ikhfa mean?
Hiding sound.
So it means you should hide the pronunciation of noon. It means the sound of noon should be pronounced?
Hiddenly.
Hiddenly. How?
Anzalna.
Anzalna. Yes. Make sure you extend.
Yeah, extend.
Sound also. For how many counts?
Two counts.
Two counts or two beats. Good job. Hassan, read it. Anzalna.
Anzalna.
Super. Anzalna. يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا أنزلنا Good job. عليكم لباسا يواري. Is that correct? Based on
لباسين يواري.
Listen, Allah Almighty says يا بني آدم, O children of Adam, قد أنزلنا أنزلنا. Whatever Allah Almighty sends, it's a blessing of Allah Almighty. It's a ni'mah of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has sent us cloth. That you have covered yourself. Yes?
Yes.
The cloth, what does the cloth do? It covers your body and it protects you from?
Everything.
Everything. From cold weather. From hot weather. Doesn't it?
Yes.
From the sunshine. Yeah? It does not let the sunshine burn your skin. Yes?
Yeah.
So, he means this is a great blessing of Allah Almighty. Like you, for example, go to a house, a shelter, libas, or we call it like cloth, is also kind of shelter. Yes or no?
Yes.
Hijab, or veil, is not, for example, something that you are forced to. It is something that you need to. Yes?
Yes.
It is something that you need. It's not something that takes away your freedom, like people say. The hijab takes away our freedom. Our women should be free. No way. They need to. Because they have to be, protected. Yes?
Yes.
From anything. From any harms. Okay? يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري. How do you read it? لبا
سي
سي يواري سوآتكم وري شن. Yes.
Yeah.
But Hassan, can I make a pause here?
You can make a pause here, but it's better to continue.
Why?
Because Silah tells us it's better to continue.
Silah is a stopping sign. What does that jim say down there?
The jim said that it's optional and it's on you to continue or to stop.
All right, we got two different signs, stopping signs. Sala tells us?
Better to continue.
Better to continue, but you can make a pause here.
Yes.
It's better to continue. But Jim says?
That it's whatever you like to do.
Whatever you like to do.
Yes.
You want to continue her?
Stop.
Stop here. Thank you. Thank you. So, what do you, Shen? In case I stop here, what do I do, Hussein?
You will recite like this. Warisha.
Warisha. The Tanween Fatha changes to?
Alif Mad.
Or Fatha plus Alif. Good job. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى The tafsir points that we could give here, but we are running out of time. So I want you to refer to the tafsir books. They're really beautiful, okay? What does Allah Almighty mean by لِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى? Just one word I say, it means the libas of modesty. Modesty or dignity that saves you, okay? That protects you. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ Make sure the word Allah is pronounced with an A sound. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ I recite the ayah once. Make sure you repeat after me. All right, brothers and sisters, listen and repeat. Ready, guys?
Yes.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا
يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا
ولباس التقوى ذلك خير
ولباس التقوى ذلك خير
ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون
ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsan, so Allah bless you, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. That's all from us for today. Stay with Arab English Radio. See you next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Allah. Salamu alaykum to all. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Ocean of Dua. This is Mujtaba Farzana, your host for today's episode. I hope you're spending these auspicious nights very well, and I wish you all health and happiness. We were reflecting on the whispered prayer Sha'baniya, if you remember, and alhamdulillah, by the blessings of the mid-Sha'ban celebrations, we talked a little bit about the central role of the Imam in Shia perspective. Without any further ado, let's open our hearts to today's segment of the Munajat. Stay tuned.
إن من تعرف بك غير مجهول ومن لاذ بك غير مخذول ومن أقبلت عليه غير مملول إلهي إن من انتهج بك لم استنير وإن من اعتصم بك لم استجير وقد لذت بك يا إلهي فلا تخيب ظني من رحمتك ولا تحجبني عن رأفتك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, certainly he who recognizes you shall never be anonymous. He who seeks your shelter shall never be disappointed, and he to whom you turn to does not fall victim to dejection. My Lord, certainly he who abides by your path shall be enlightened, and he who resorts in you finds refuge. Indeed, certainly I have taken shelter in you, my Lord. So please, do not let down my opinion in your mercy, and do not exclude me from your knowledge. Today we want to get a better grasp of the concept of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me start with a beautiful tale which narrates a conversation between Michael and Gabriel, the two famous archangels. Maybudi, the author of the first mystical interpretation of the Quran, writes, "Once Gabriel and Michael engaged in a debate. Gabriel pondered aloud, 'It appears peculiar to me that amidst the disrespect and oppression committed by people, why did God create heaven?' Upon hearing this, Michael responded, 'I find it astonishing that despite the abundance of grace, benevolence, and mercy bestowed upon his servants, why did he create hell?' Suddenly, a divine call resonated from Almighty God, proclaiming, 'Of your words, I hold dear the one that holds a more favorable opinion of me and values my mercy over my wrath.'" This hadith mirrors the teachings of many of our supplications in which we call the Lord Ya man sabaqat rahmatuhu qadabah, O one whose mercy exceeds his anger. I believe you've been able to guess our today's topic by now. Yes, that's right. We will be covering the concept of husnul dhann billah, or thinking well of His Almighty. Generally speaking, thinking badly of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recorded as the characteristic of idol worshippers and hypocrites according to the Noble Quran. It is said in chapter Fath, وَيُعَذِّبُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ الظَّانِّينَ بِاللَّهِ ذَنَّ السُّوءِ عَلَيْهِمْ دَائِرَةُ السُّوءِ. He may chastise the hypocrites, men and women alike, and the idolaters, those who think evil thoughts of God. That's why a true believer always considers God an omnibenevolent, like a compassionate protecting mother who wants nothing but good for her offspring. The Holy Prophet of Islam emphasizes that if a true believer thinks well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his intentions, he will be treated as he expected God to treat him. كَانَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَ ذَنِّ عَبْدِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Before we continue our discussion, let's have a break and come back.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Having faith in the Lord entails understanding that God remains unaffected by the disbelief or faith of an individual or even the entire world, and that He never brings harm upon His servants. This strong belief greatly affects a person's life, both inside and out. It helps them stay patient and trust in God during tough times. They keep hoping for better things and never lose faith in God's kindness. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, shares a narration of God's words, stating that He acts in accordance with the belief of a faithful servant. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ بِي إِنْ خَيْرًا فَخَيْرًا وَإِنْ شَرًّا فَشَرًّ. Thus, if one puts strong faith in God, their destiny will also align in their favor. This means that in addition to experiencing a sense of hope, a person's external circumstances will also undergo positive changes. The importance of having good expectations, as emphasized in a hadith, is rooted in this concept. The Holy Prophet taught that having positive expectations leads to corresponding outcomes. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best of the best, since we deem Him the source and the means of all the good. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban b'jamalik jalalik zahawban, wal'alam yigillik ahibak ya Sha'ban.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك
يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان
Every night and every day Every night and every day Never forget to say La ilaha illallah Never forget to say La ilaha illallah
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Answering your doubts and questions. And questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah. Who is the Rahman?
Allah.
Who is the Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails. Through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program, Sheikh Agha Mohammadi, is the guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
السلام عليكم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى الطاهرين Once again, salam to you and to respected listeners.
All right, Sheikh Agha Mohammadi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about another type of nafs, and that is nafs al-mutma'inna, roughly translated into English as the soul at peace. So, what kind of nafs it is, and do we have any Quranic reference and ahadith explaining this type of nafs for us, nafs al-mutma'inna?
Yeah, the last verses of Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about such a nafs.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said, we don't have different multiple souls. This is the nafs, the soul which is developed.
Yes.
The soul which is trained by the teachings of Quran, by the teachings of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So he ascends to such a virtuous position to be nafsul mutma'in, to be soul at peace or in tranquility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place in Quran refers to the reality of salat. And he says, Aqim as-salata li-dhikri.
Mm-hmm.
Perform salat as the remembrance of Allah. So what matters is the remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah is the way that you can get close to Allah.
Yes.
Remembering Him, you will turn to think and act and behave the way that Allah wants and to be like Him.
Yes.
Allah said in Quran, "Inni ja'ilun fil arzi khalifa." Allah said, "I am going to appoint a successor on the earth." So, man is to be the successor of Allah on the earth. Means to resemble Allah, to be manifestation of Allah on the earth. This is the reason of creation. And to get that, we have to perform salat. Do ibadah. Ibadah is the remembrance of Allah. So when